Welcome to Walk the Talk. Claudio Agostini from Vetri Speciali.
Hello, thank you. I'm happy to have the opportunity to share this information with you.
So, like almost every industry, also the wine industry, was forced to rethink how they were doing business and are doing business. The recent pandemic brought to daylight incredible problems in the supply chain, and that in turn was a real wake-up call to many, many producers to really dig deeper into production processes of the packaging materials, for example. Although it's not easy to calculate the overall footprint of a bottle of wine, but in a recent just 2020 study called the Benchmark Analysis of 33 different wineries here in Italy, conducted by the Italian Ministry of Ecological Transition and University of Piacenza, the spread ranges from 0.9 to 1.8 kilo of CO2 per bottle. And the division is roughly 8% in the vineyard works, 2% the chemicals used in the vineyards, 23% energy, both electricity and heating in the winery, 13% in transportation and distribution, and 25% all other faces, and the remaining staggering 29% from the glass bottle, which is our topic today, the bottle. I followed with keen interest the developments in the recycled glass business. And today my guest is an innovator in that field, Mr. Claudio Agostino from Vetri Speciali. And he's also the man behind a product called Wild Glass. So let's walk the talk how this product came about and what are the sustainability impacts of this innovation. So again, so happy to talk with you today, Claudio. And let's start from the basics. How is glass made and how is recycled glass made?
Okay. So yeah, let's start from the beginning. Glass is made of a mixture of different ingredients. It's silica, soda, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and alumina. All these ingredients are conveyed into a furnace, mixed and melted up to 1,500 degrees or more, okay? And then the melted glass is conveyed again in a tube that creates then we call it a glass gob of a gob of melted glass that falls down first in a primary or a blow mold to receive a rough shape of the final bottle that gob will become. And then this draft bottle is driven into another mold, which is called blank mold, to receive the final shape. Okay, then the bottles follows the conveyor and goes to pass through an annealing process just to reinforce the glass in order to avoid problems or crack problems, etc. And then receives the final coating, which is a cold coating, just to prevent scratches on the bottles. And then it goes palletized and delivered to the customer. Recycled glass follows the same processing, but the quantity of the raw materials, the silica, soda, etc., is lower as we use the cullet. The cullet is mixed in the furnace together with the raw material to create the melted pool of glass inside the furnace. Just to give you an idea, we were talking about CO2 print, okay, just to give you an idea of the percentage of the cullet we use. Well, as you may know, Vetri Speciali produces glass containers in different colors. To produce color glass, we use up to 75% of cullet. This cullet is internal because, of course, we also have some waste, some internal waste, because the bottles are discarded for so many reasons, so bad formation or checks problems, and external, which means, as you were saying at the beginning, this is the glass collected directly in the streets from the glass containers that you find in the street. On the other hand, for example, to produce a flint color, we produce also the extra flint color, we have to avoid impurities. So the quantity of cullet in this case is lower. It's about 30% and is almost exclusively internally sourced. In this case, it is an internal recycling, but is a recycling in any way? It is still a recycling, okay? And so it's something that Vito Speciale is used to do just from the beginning of his history.
Okay. We'll go into the benefits of using recycled glass, but basically, so what you call cullet is the part that has been recycled.
Yes.
If I remember right from reading about this topic, Europe is quite good in recycling practices of glass. And even here in Italy, nearly 90% of glass gets recycled, which is, of course, fantastic. The overall recycling and waste separation is 51.5% in Italy over the European average of 47%. So glass is much more recycled than waste in general. And glass is also recyclable for endless number of times with much lower carbon footprint than when done from raw materials, correct?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And where does that come from? It's, of course, because those raw materials are already sourced, but there are other benefits. What are the main benefits of using recycled glass?
Well, use recycled glass to produce new bottles has the main benefits of, first of all, of saving energy with a consequent decrease also, of course, in the environmental impact that an industrial production can have. So it is therefore an economic and also an environmental benefit.
Is the, because the cullet can be produced or started as the material for new bottles at much lower temperature than when doing glass from raw ingredients, so to speak?
Well, talking about temperatures, it is almost the same, but we use less raw materials and we have less waste then.
Okay, yeah.
And reuse all the glass one that we have to destroy for several reasons. And of course, the bottles, the glass that we found in the glass containers in the streets.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Of course.
And it can be recyclable endlessly. Let's say a bottle can become whatever, a jar can become a bottle or a flask and so on. No limits regarding shapes and also purposes then, because it's melted again, so all the impurities are melted down in together, and so it's like having a brand new glass again every time.
And can all types of glass be recycled and reproduced to all kinds of products?
Yes, we have. We don't find any problem in recycling the glass in the street containers. Of course, it has to be a little bit reselected first, because in a bottle there is not only the glass but also aluminium, for example, for the lids. Were just some plastic, and so we work together with some companies that do this work for us, and so we receive let's say clean cullet, clean broken glass from the street containers.
Yes, of course, but obviously clear glass can only be made from clear recycled glass.
Yes, yeah, we have to separate also according to the color, let's say. Of course, if we have to produce a flint, we call it flint or transparent, okay, glass, we will use clear and transparent broken glass or cullet. For the other colors, we can use the mixture of the rest of the colors that we found in that we do normally use in our homes. It can be blue, can be green, dark green, etc. So there is not a problem, because in the furnace then it's melted again, and so won't affect so much the final color of the bottle in this case.
Okay. For red wines, that's not a problem at all, because we prefer a dark glass anyways. But
yes,
obviously making clear glass out of the recycled material must be a little bit technically more challenging.
Yes, because we have to avoid impurities in general, because this then causes, for example, checks, cuts in the final bottle that you're going to create. So it's better to clean it. And also, of course, it's going to affect the color. That's why to produce our extra flint color, we use exclusively internal cullet.
Internal recycled
material.
Because
we know it's already a flint glass.
So what are the main challenges or problems or technical problems, if you will, of using recycled glass? Is it super important that consumers only put into the recycling bins certain type of glass and not put, how expensive is the process or what are the challenges?
Well, from this point of view, of course, we have, as consumers, we have to learn to recycle glass correctly. So separating the glass from ceramic and other kind of containers that we use every day in our homes. And even a gesture like this is useful to limit the waste during the entire process of creating a bottle. And, well, recycling glass, regarding talking about Veti Speciali, it's always been a must for us because it's something that we do just from the beginning, because it was useful to reuse first the internal cullet and internal broken glass that we had, just to save some raw material at first, and then of course to have less impact than in the environment. In the recent years, we have been increasingly committed to trying to recover that famous balance that now people are talking about, the balance with nature that humanity that we lost a long time ago with the Industrial Revolution and so on. So just put it aside a bit. But now we are, Veti Speciali is building a business culture, which is focused on producing a good glass in a way that has a minimal impact on future generations. For us, in general, glass is always the best choice if you talk about containers, of course. But it is important to let the customer and the consumer also know that we are committed not only to polluting less, okay, but also to ensuring that our entire supply chain is as sustainable as possible. So also we control our suppliers, for example, our cullet supplier. We check them in order to see if they work correctly, not only regarding the environment, but also, for example, from a social point of view, for example, just not to treat people bad and so on, to have good relations with the works and workers and so on. We are still trying to build a complete supply chain that follows sustainability more and more.
Absolutely,
day after day.
It remains so vital that the whole supply chain respects the same rules and takes their own responsibility in sustainability. You do as much as you can, but you do start to screen your suppliers to share those values and take those same steps as you do yourself. So glass production being quite energy intensive, I presume that you are also taking steps in energy, changing into or renewables or self-sufficiency. Do you have solar panels? So how do you produce the energy required for the furnaces to produce glass?
Uh-huh. Yes, well, the main energy that we use is gas and then electricity. But for example, just to heat the furnace, we reuse part of the heat that comes out of the furnace. We convey it again inside the furnace because it's useful, of course. It helps to...
To cycle?
Sorry. Again, yes, to recycle and to reduce. Okay, we have to reduce the demand that we have of gas, for example. And then we have some solar panels and also, for example, the water that we use to clean or in the production run to clean the stuff is filtered and reused, for
Excellent.
Example. So in this way, we try to be as sustainable as possible for the environmental and to have a less impact in general.
Oh, one more question before we go into the Wild Glass project. When I take a bottle of wine to my hands, is there some way to know from the bottle if it's produced by new or recycled glass material? Is there a symbol or a sign that indicates this? Is there any way for consumers to know if that bottle is produced sustainably or from new materials?
Unfortunately, not yet. But it's something that we have been asked for our customer first, because of they are also looking for, they have challenge in sustainability. So they are asking us, how can I sell this bottle to my consumer, to my final client, and telling him, okay, this is a recycled bottle. And here comes the idea primary idea or the primary, the insight of our customer who created the wine glass, just to give the first step into this new world, new phase of glass. But this part is also something that we are talking about, to find some way, some small logo, something like that on the bottles that can just to identify them, just to different the recycled bottle from the normal one.
That would be actually a value added.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, so let's go into Wild Glass. Tell me about your innovation.
Yes. So the Wild Glass was, let's call it, a fabulous insight of our Spanish distributor, is Estal Packaging from Costa Brava, from Barcelona, who relied on us to give life to his idea. Okay, Wild Glass is not only a bottle or some bottles, but it's a concept, okay, that embraces sustainability in many of its forms. Not only for Wild Glass, not only we use 95% of external cullet to create this glass. So it's no longer internal, but we use 95% of external cullet, which is, of course, then separated from clear to dark, because we have two type of wine glass colors. Let's say one is clear and one is more green, okay, more dark. But also using this large amount of cullet, we limit the work. So not only we use 95% of cullet, external cullet, to create this glass, but also we limit the work on the glass itself to make the product itself more sustainable. Because we have, of course, to supply structurally safe bottles to our consumer, to our customer. But with white glass, we can avoid all those aesthetics checks that the market very often asks us to check.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not only a color, it's not only a special glass, it's also a concept. Let's say, okay, let's produce the bottle, if we can say, touching it as less as possible, okay? So all the aesthetic problems that are naturally appears in glass, like small bubbles or small folds, for example, or some, maybe some stains of colors as the cullet is mixed. So you can have also some stains also on the bottles, are accepted. And this limits also all the work that comes after the production run.
And reducing waste.
Directly in the lines.
Making an imperfection a benefit, kind of, so that when the quality of the glass is still ensured, it's okay to be a little bit visually imperfect?
Yes, well, we don't have to check the bottles.
Mm.
Let's say we have to check the bottles only for structural problems. Of course, if the bottle have some cuts or some broken finish, of course, it's a problem for the final consumer. So we have to throw them away and recycle again in the line. But when those controls that are made automatically in the lines, then the bottles is okay for us. With bubbles, with folds, with stains, it's okay. It's the final product for us. And this is very, very, it's a fantastic idea. I think it's a fabulous insight from our Spanish distributor, because it helps also to reduce all the work that goes after the production run, the creating of the bottles. And of course, we reduce also the CO2 print that we leave after the production run. You were saying it at the beginning. We calculate more or less that for 1 ton of glass, of dark glass or glass in general, we have a 0.5 ton of CO2. With white glass, we have a 0.35 tons
That's a good
of CO2 for 1 ton of glass.
Yeah, that's a
so
that's a good
really, really less
good saving.
Yeah, really.
But also, I really like the idea that you don't have to discard a product before it even leaves the internal cullet. Is kind of a silly concept in a sense that you only for a visual imperfection have to discard and redo it already before it's even been used. So I think that is brilliant in the Wild Glass idea, that you can use so much more of the external cullet.
Yeah, definitely. That is a fact. When we produce white glass, we have less waste in general. Mm. So it's, for us, it's perfect. It's less work, less people working in the line, less discard in general. So less energy and so on. So it's all a chain. So when you start from the beginning, it follows that.
Yeah, absolutely. I also read that in an arch of about 10 years, the average weight, we often talk in the wine business about the weight of the bottle, but overall weight has diminished, has become lighter, about 20% in the last 20 years. Is wine glass also a lightweight bottle, or do you need to make it structurally thicker? Or is that in the balance, or can it be a lightweight bottle as well?
Well, it can be a light bottle. Well, it depends then on the use and the shape of the bottle, because the glass weight is calculated on the final purpose of the bottle itself and also on its shape. But of course, the entire concept is based also on this, to have lighter bottles and so to use less material to create them. So it is great also from this point of view. As a matter of fact, at the moment, I think almost all the bottles that we produce are from 400 grams till 600 grams. Mm-hmm. And so also the customer, what we saw in the last years, the demand of lighter bottles increased a lot.
Absolutely, then we pay it if we like the heavy bottle for quality reasons. But of course, then transportation costs and all the spin-off costs are increased if we don't think the full circle. What has been the feedback, and what could be the next steps for you in developing wild glass?
Well, wild glass is for us, and in general, is already a great success. Even if we have just started it, because we started, I think, a couple of years ago. Then with the pandemic was a complete disaster, and we started again at the final 2021, and we started again this year a little bit more. Even if, as you said at the beginning, we are facing some problems due to the higher cost of energy, the problems in the supply chain in general, not only for the pandemic, but also due to the war in Ukraine. But for Veti Speciali is a success.
And the feedback from producers is positive.
Yes, there is more and more interest in this new concept because, as I was saying, people is asking more and more about sustainability, is more interest. And also, I think, the final consumer is more aware of what he's buying in the supermarket and so on. So maybe it's just ringing the bell inside people's head to see that this is the change, the change that the world needed.
Absolutely.
Or just a starting point for just in our, let's call it, small world of glass factories, but it's good to be able to pollute less and to be sustainable as much as possible.
That's a great way to wrap up what we've been talking this half an hour. Such a nice talk with you, Claudia. This was very informative. Keep up the developments. I think the world will thank all packaging industry having new innovative products that reduce the raw materials, reduce the use of energy, reduce waste, and give back to save the world for future generations,
yes,
as you said. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Right.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you to Rika to invite me.
Stay curious and stay on the path of sustainability. Creating a more sustainable lifestyle is easy and starts with the first actions today. It's a path, not a project. This episode of Walk the Talk has been produced by Gabi de Villoutre, edited by sound engineer Vincent Wagner, graphic design by Julie Bell, and marketing by Johanna Lindholm. You'll find more information on the episode on sukula.com/podcast. Follow us on Instagram @lalanghetta. We'd love to hear from you, so please get in touch.